morning, boys and girls. I want us to think about our faces for a few moments. Can you think about our faces? Now, when we look at each other's faces, what do we see? Well, some of us have blue eyes. Some of us may have brown eyes or green eyes. You have brown eyes. You have what? Hazel eyes. Okay. You have hazel, yeah. Some of us may have a short little nose. Others may have a long nose. Some of us, I hope we all have faces that are clean because we washed them before we came to worship this morning. We see the hair on top of our faces. Somebody has blonde hair. Several of you have brown hair. Reverend Jim has gray and white hair, and his, well, my wife and my daughter tell me that's because you're getting old, honey. I want to ask you a question this morning as we think about our faces. Who owns your face? Well, that's a good answer, yeah. I'm glad, okay, I was going to say, are you sure? We may think, oh, it's my face, I own it. But who sees our face? Other when we look in the mirror, who sees our faces? God sees them. And who else sees them? Jesus. Who else? Other people, right? So this afternoon, you're home and you're playing, and you're busy with your toys, and mom or dad says, can you come here and help me for a few moments? And you really don't want to stop playing, so put on a pouty face, or a cross face, or a mean, I don't want you kind of face. And how do you think that makes mom or dad feel? Kind of sad, right? Yeah. Supposing instead of doing that, we put a big smile on our face, and we say, sure, I'd be glad to help. You know, it's been said that if we smile, each one of us smiles at another person. What's that person most likely to do? Smile back, right? And if that person turns to another person and smiles, that person will smile. And if they turn to the next person, that person will smile. And someone says that if each person smiles in turn, we could make a smile that's 24,000 miles long or goes all the way around the world. We follow Jesus, and I know each of us wants to. Our faces should show his love each day. So let's have a word of prayer together, shall we, boys and girls? Heavenly Father, this day and this week, help us always in all that we do and say to reflect that we love you and we follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.